Simon & Schuster Audio presents Ghosts of the Shadow Market, Book 7, The Land I Lost, by Cassandra Clare and Sarah Reese Brennan. Read by Melissa Fumero.
New York, 2012. The sky was soft gray with evening, stars not yet out. Alec Lightwood was napping because he and his parabatai had been out fighting croucher demons all last night. And Jace Herondale, famed among the Nephilim as a master strategist, apparently thought about a dozen demons was a fair estimate for definitely 37 demons. Alec had gone around counting them out of spite. "Give yourself a break, should be Sleeping Beauty," Magnus had told him. "I need to make a potion, and Max is scheduled for his evening temptation." Alec woke in a nest of lavender and green silk sheets. Under the door of the bedroom, eerie silver lights played. There was a smell of sulfur and the hiss of a demon and the sound of beloved voices. Alec smiled against his pillow. Just as he was about to roll out of bed, letters of fire appeared on the wall. "Alec, we need your help. For years we have searched for a family in peril, and the truth behind why they are in danger. We believe we have found a lead in the shadow market of Buenos Aires. But there is unrest between the shadow hunters and the downworlders of this city. The shadow